I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Western Albemarle High School has a powerhouse robotics club. You know, a club for students who want to muck around designing and fabricating machines that can do things. This club has spawned two teams, the Geek Gods and the Loose Screws, and they're all set to compete in their third consecutive Virginia State Robotics Championship. Senior Andy Cohen and junior Dor Hennanel of the Loose Screws joined me for conversation, as did sophomore Alex Jordan of the Geek Gods.
Okay, so why did I start robotics? Well, it was during the club fair, actually, where all the clubs at Western were presenting, mm-hmm. saying, this is why we want you to join our club. And so, I went around, I saw robotics and thought, this is cool, I've never done it before. So I joined.
And why was it cool?
What's not to like about robotics?
Exactly.
They had a little hand that was just moving and then coming back and grabbing. And so I looked at it, thought, okay. And then they also had brownies, which, that's another very...
I mean, brownies.
They had brownies.
Yes.
I'm trying to make that into some kind of software. You mean brownies?
Yeah.
Okay. When I was going to high school back in the dark ages, how do I put this? Geeks were not particularly cool. Am I correct that being a geek is now cool?
Well, this is Dor. I can say I'm definitely proud that I'm robotics. I'm definitely proud that I'm programming. I can imagine what you're saying, but since I remember, I was always like, this is what I like, just out there and doing it.
Okay, same for both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, geeks are cool. I mean, at least in the circles, this is Andy. At least in the circles that I run in, being a nerd, being a geek, it's perfectly cool and it's fine. I tell people about the thing that I'm programming, they're like, oh, that's cool. Maybe sometime I'll go check that out.
And Alex, what is a geek? What is it? You're a geek god. What is a geek?
Ooh, that's hard to define. It's someone who likes technology, likes robotics, likes programming, building, designing.
Okay.
Having fun.
Andy, am I correct in understanding that you were instrumental in founding the club and these two teams at Western?
Yeah. 3 years ago, there was nothing like this at our school, Western
Alamo. No club.
No club, no program, no nothing.
Okay.
The way this actually came about was actually our guidance counselor, our career counselor, Miss Caroline Bertrand. She approached me and a couple other people that I knew who had been previously involved in like smaller Lego version of the NXT stuff over at Henley, our middle school. And she said, I heard about this great competition, First Tech Challenge. Would you be interested? And we got very much into it. And it really just took off from there. Our first year, we did really well, and we decided to expand our program. So the Loose Screws have been around now for 3 years, and the Geek Gods have been around for two, and we're doing pretty well so far. And we've been expanding our programs to other schools, too, to Albemarle, Monticello.
CHS,
yeah. Lots of other places. And we're even getting the Boys and Girls Club started.
And you compete.
Yes, we compete. And this is Dor. We compete in... We're winning competitions. For example, it starts with a qualifier, and you have several dozens of teams competing, and each match is you, an alliance, against two other people. It's an alliance of two robots versus an alliance of two robots. And in total, each match is 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
You mean like gladiators?
No,
the
no,
robots
no, no, no,
are
no.
Down?
That's a common question. This is Andy, and this is a common question we get. People ask, the first question they always ask is, wait, so you guys like battle robots, right? Fight to the death. Now, while
that does
happen on occasion when the refs aren't paying too close of attention occasionally.
It's refereed?
Yes. So you have, are referees. It's very much like a sport, but it's almost like more like a skill-based event. When you think about like a discus thrower or someone, or like someone who's...
Or a chess contest.
Right. It's kind of like a chess contest.
A very fast-paced.
Yeah, very fast-paced.
With a lot of contact. That's true.
Between the robots?
Yes.
Not between you all?
Not yet.
Hopefully not.
Now, the robots are competing. What's the competition?
So, this is Alex. This year's challenge, we have, there's a pendulum on either side, and it has four containers. And so the idea is you scoop up blocks with your robot, and then you try and balance the pendulum. And you get a certain amount of points for each block put in a specific bucket. And if it's balanced, you get additional points. And then in addition, there's a bar hanging across the middle that you can essentially do a pull-up with your robot, and you can score more points like that.
You mean the robot reaches up and pulls itself up?
It extends up some kind of mechanism that we are required to design, hangs on a metal bar, and then it has to hang itself above the air for, I think, a good 2 minutes. So this was one of the biggest challenges this year, designing a mechanism that will lift up the entire metal robot and keep it hanging.
Yeah. And how'd you do?
So each team has their own mechanism. Mm-hmm. For the loose screws.
Highly secret, I guess.
No. We're like brothers.
Well, this is we're encouraged to share design, share ideas, and really, you know, communicate along with other teams and just, you know, overall talk. I mean, that being said, we don't go over and, okay, help we like them. That, we're going to copy.
Take me through the design process. Just this year, what was the design process like?
This is Andy. So first, we hear the challenge and we immediately just start brainstorming. We think, oh gosh, how are we going to solve that problem? And we have reams and reams of paper laid out on the floor, people just sketching things, drawing things, throwing ideas out. And then once you get that initial brainstorm out of the way, the next step is choosing the ones we really want to go after, and we start prototyping those. We start making little models. This year, we spent a lot of time prototyping our collection mechanism, which we ended up settling for sort of a rotating broom type thing that would sweep in the blocks. And then once we do that, we start putting it all together.
And how many hours was in this year's box?
Oh, wow.
it differs per team. But
the night before one of our competitions, we came home right after school that Friday night, and we just worked and worked and worked until 1:30 that morning.
Fun.
It was fun. It was very tiring.
Very.
Times frustrating when it seemed like everything should work but didn't.
Should.
You see, us as programmers, we have a curse word that we never say, and that's should. Because when you say, this shouldn't break anything, this should work.
Yeah.
You know, this should compile just fine.
And that word is cursed.
That word is cursed.
Okay.
We never say that word.
Change is alarming. Extreme change is extremely alarming. Do you have any reservations about loosing robotics on human society?
This is Dawn. We promise we're going to put a kill switch. We promise, okay?
Anybody else? Any concerns?
Well, this is Andy speaking.
Yes?
There are some valid concerns, I'd say. I mean, there is the concern that some skilled labor could be replaced. But it's a similar argument as that made in previous times when other things have been mechanized and look back at the Industrial Revolution. The issue is how to make these new changes responsibly, I guess. I think what you really need is you need to be responsible when introducing these technologies and make sure that labor disruptions aren't so chaotic and unmanaged. I mean, I'm not a political scientist, so I'm not sure exactly how you would go about that.
But you're willing to talk with a political scientist about it.
I think there's no harm in the change coming as long as it's managed responsibly.
There are, of course, some links and pictures relevant to robotics activity at Western Albemarle High School on the Spark page at WMRA.org.